in the Lone Mitzchem about four different Indianim today. Start with the first Indian. There's a truth from the Lady Behuda about opening umbrellas on Shabbos. The Lady Behuda calls it a parasol. I think that's French for an umbrella, but in English I think they also call it a parasol. It's another word for opening an umbrella. Kubi was new in the times of the Lady Behuda about 200 years ago. It wasn't ready today. I think most people know that it's also you're not supposed to open an umbrella. But then it was a new shayla about opening umbrellas on Shabbos.
Also, oh, yeah, right.
All right. And the Yehuda basically asks us that he says it's in Malacha Deraisa. He says it's called it's minion. It's making an oil. It's an oil which is to protect what's underneath it. One of the gedarim of oil is to protect what's underneath it. Lapuke setting up a bed, which you may be making an oil underneath the bed, but you're not. It's not the purpose of protecting anything underneath the bed. A bed would be to lay down on. But anything but oil, which is made to protect us underneath it, which would be an umbrella, maybe he just says,
well, if it's
Machad
Eraisa, why is it made that?
Well, but it's not protecting anything. It's not made for that.
It's
what the Matzis is.
It's
not carbon, then it's deep separation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not as much
for carbon. It's not oil.
That's something with oil. That's different. That's different. Yeah, that's different. We understand the Rambam, Rabbi Yezioso, that boina, the avmalacha boina is two things. It's making an oil and also connecting two things, like using a nail, banging it in. But if you're only doing one thing, just making an oil without connecting anything, it would be a tola. But a tola is also a malach deraisa. The Gemara says about the kamat beis amaral. There's really very little difference between an av and a tola. A tola is also a bayna with a chonat slan, the mezi bichayev karas and bichayev misa, and the shayga bichayev achatas. And the Yehuda says the chayyeh is malach deraisa. It's a chuch some seifa in, I believe it's in Sener Chaim Simen Ayin Beis. Some sefer, what's the din? Some sefer starts off. He says, "Definitely shame and nafshe yachak mizeh." A person wants to watch his neshama. Definitely should stay away from it, not open umbrellas. He's not being matir. But the mice, some sefer doesn't believe it's in this deraisa.
Isn't there a trick? I didn't see it. Someone told me that if you open it before Shabbos, close to somebody, it's smoking.
Maybe.
The oil was made before.
That was made before. You're moving it.
They put it
settled. Right. Moist on the oil is mutos. That's the head for warning. For warnings and shlak, because it's already open an inch, and then you're being moist if you're eating more than an inch. It's already open partly, and then you're eating to it. That's the head. But Akapan and the Samseif wants to say different after. He says he actually really has three heterim, but one big head he works with is Yishami. The Yishami in Shabbos. Pegzayin al-Chabez that talks about Boina Manas Lista. Yishami is Yunay Machaikas. One man dam, it's Machaikas of Yasi and the Yasi Baboon in the Yishami. The Yasi Baboon learns out that Boina Manas Lista is Binyan, it's still Chayat. Why? He says, because we learn out all Malachas from the Malachas of Mishkan, the Malachas of Shabbat Abim Test. And Malachas of Mishkan, the Binyan of the Mishkan was always Amas Lista. They kept building the Mishkan on Manas to take it down where they traveled. When they would settle and they would stop by the Masai someplace, they put up the Mishkan, the same way the Abish was coming down and their cover would move and the Aish would go and they would know to travel, they would take it down. So it was always Bain Amal Sista. Zakwam Kislam Dam and Yishami, you see from here that Bain Amal Sista is the Mokka Baina, it's also Binyan. So Rav Yossi answered back. He said that's not called Boina Manas Lista, because that over there, the Shas they built the Mishkan, they did not know when they would go. Boina Manas Lista means when you know when you're going to take it down. I put it up and I have in mind when I'm going to take it down. Even if I don't know when I'm going to take it down, but it's up to me. I plan on taking it down. It's not a permanent binyan. I'm building it, but I plan on taking it down. And it's up to me, that would be Boina Manas Lista. The reason why in the Mishkan it was not called Boina Manas Lista was because it wasn't up to them. They didn't know when the Eibishter would tell them to go.
But the structure itself was made.
The structure itself, no. We're talking Boina Manas Lista means even though the structure is a solid structure and it's made of the sky. It's enough of the structure which is made of the sky.
Right.
But still, there's one Mandam Yishami that says that Boina Manas Lista, since it was Amanat Lista, that's not a binyan.
You're saying Yom Shachri Gimara? The
That's what the Gemara says. Because he didn't know. Because they didn't know. That's Yishami. Yishami says because they did not know. one of them is wants to learn out from Melachas Mishkan that the Melachas Mishkan itself is Baina Malchus. And still you see that's called Baina. So you see from there that Baina Malchus is Baina. The other one of them says, no, all you see from there is when it's not up to you, and you don't know when you're going to take it down. Maybe there'll be a case by people also, a person's working with somebody, I'm not sure. But basically,
so
what he wants to say, but. Yes, it is. It's not temporary. It's a permanent structure. And even if it's a permanent structure, but if it's Baina Malchus, the woman on the holes, that's not called Baina. So in the Har Tzvi, I'll tell you, Pashas Nosoi, he wants this Akashra. So the pasuk says, "Ehibiyem chalais Moshe malchim samishkan." Rashi says, "Mangamich kol shivus meimluim hayem Moshe amidim apakay." Goyis the yemim amidim apakay, which is that's a very good answer for all the masayas that whenever they built it, it wasn't by an system because they didn't know when they would take it down. But what do you do with shivus meimluim? Shivus meimluim was also chayim malchim samishkan. And by shivus meimluim, whenever every day when Moshe Rabbeinu built the mishkan, he knew he was going to take it down that day. He put it up and he took it down. So Chayyim Shav right from there that Baina Malchus is also Baina. Let's learn out from Malach of the Mishkan over there that the Malach of Baina is even Baina Malchus. That's the same thing.
They don't learn that sometimes from Shiv Simeon
Levi
because
of
the
day it
was
Kosher Bazaar,
that
Baina
wasn't.
Then the Hatzim would say, Bam is the Chayyim, we have a right of a cat from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Chayyim gives a cash shot, the Shiv Simeon Meluyim. When Moshe Rabbeinu built the Mishkan every day, one of the Shivus Meimluim was Shabbos. For 7 days, it was 7 days in a row, we don't know what day it started, but one of the days, Akachos was Shabbos. And how can Moshe Rabbeinu do Malach on Shabbos? There's a cloud that Binyan Mishkan and Binyan Besmith is not Deicha Shabbos, it's Gemara and Yivamas Dabog. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu do it? And maybe all the Masayis, every time they travel, Pashtus, it doesn't say, but Pashtus never was on Shabbos. There'd be Shabbos at Chum, and it was never done on Shabbos, or they never stopped on Shabbos, never went on Shabbos. They have to build the Mishkan and to take apart the Mishkan. But what do you do with Shivus Meimluim? One day is Shabbos.
The first day was Shabbos, but the eighth day was on Sunday.
Eighth day was on Sunday?
Okay.
So there you go. So one day, but the Meister first day was Shabbos. So the covenant aid in Yishami, the Tak wants to say that on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu did not put up and take down the Mishkan. This dinner, Shivus Meimluim, means every day besides Shabbos. But the Hatzvi, you know, they say that's a big doicher because Pashas Lashon Rashi is Malami Shakol Shivus Meimluim Moshe Meimluim Apak. It's Mashma every single day. So if you learn that Baya Manas Lista is not a Malacha, then it's very good. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to do it on Shabbos because it was Baya Manas Lista was made to take down that night. So if a kid, you'd have a right to do that Baya Manas Lista is not a Malacha. And why don't we learn out from there? What? They could every day take down the. When they stopped to rest, they didn't know if the Ebeshah would keep them there a year, 2 years, a day, or 2 days. They didn't know how long they were staying. Sometimes it was a day or two, sometimes it was long, I believe, a year or two. So since they didn't know, that was not called Baina Malchus. So you have to say that from Shivus Meimluim, we don't learn out Malachas Mishkan, so we don't learn out that Baina Malchus is a Malach. Faket, you have right from there, that Baina Malchus is not called Baina. And this is one of some sefer to say, and somehow some sefer learns as Mashmi and Shami, we pass like that mandama, that Baina Malchus is not a Malach. And he has a right from the Mabu Kut and also that test. That the Baina Malchus is not Baina, and that's what he wants to say. That's when the Chayyah opening an umbrella should be Mutta. But he's not Mati, he does the Shem and Afshi Yachim, he says, should not do it, but he wants to ding Zich on the. And the view that says it's the Bach of the Reisa.
If all Baina Malchus is in Mitzvah, there's no issue to the
Rabbanan? We don't find it interesting, this whole thing, I don't think it's Bach and Shulchan Aruch, it's not Babli, it's all Makri Mishami. The whole what? We find it by other malachas. That was my question. We find it by other malachas, Moshe Kesha. Kesha, Kesha Chiyam, we find a little bit of a different music. That if a Kesha is not made to last, you plan on some whole 12 hours, some whole 24 hours, that it's almost 7 days. people, some people make ties on Shabbos, some people don't. Not even people, some people don't, but people make a tie on Shabbos. Those are weird ties. Some people tie their shoes on Shabbos, and the head is, because not Keshok Yama, because you're going to take it out within the Zman, within 24 hours, within 7 days. Right, you don't find it, but you don't find it. But my head, but my question is, when they're learning Boyam and Asus stuff in the Mishkan, they're taking it in Cheres Mashu even a year or two? How long does it go? What if I'm going to be burning down my sister in 50 years? This house I expect to last me 50 years, and then I play it in 50 years, knock it down, and build a new house. That's also burning my sister. I mean, what is the Shia? How long? It's a little bit true. It seems to be over here that the Masayis were pretty long. Some of them were like a year or two.
That's the head with these toys. A lot of the toys, how do you allow kids to play with these?
It's not being became them because it's burning my sister. They're going with this.
Okay.
Over this, the Chassam Sefer doesn't want to be makel from Yerlakim with his Torah. He says, according to the Nevi Yehuda, that opening an umbrella on Shabbos Melacha Deraisa, it's Melacha Deraisa, you can't tell guys to do it for you either. But according to him, that Mustam is not even Asa, maybe not even the Rabbanan, he hasn't got a Torah, why should not be Asa? He just says, a mice, you should not do it. But Yerlakim, you can be makel. As they pass the Chassam Sefer. It's really raining, and there's a guy over there, it's a guy to open the umbrella from you, and then once the guy opens it, you can take it with you.
It's like the But
I guess if you're able to use it with Rabbi Yerachim. You're able to use it with Rabbi Yerachim.
You're able to use it with Rabbi Yerachim. No, but you say it's Shabbos. In Shabbos, you tell the guy. What about the
Shabbos? Why is that Shabbos? Why is that Shabbos?
One sec, you know what I'm talking about? What? Don't
stop.
It's
only
the
emotions, you know.
It's not. Okay. Another Indian, second Yom Tov is the Mishnah Kedushin, Chachesim Beis. The Mishnah says it's the first Pei Kedushin, but it's kind of in the middle before the Sassuim the Sugya of Daf Chav Tes, and towards the end of the Yom Tov Gavadivri. The Mishnah says Chachesim Beis, Veshusta Gavoy Bekesef, Veshusta Hedi Bechazaka. The Mishnah is saying here basically two dinim. The first din the Mishnah is saying is that Hekdesh can be kind of metalkum with Kesef, as opposed to everyone else. The din is, the Gemara says in Bar Metzia, it's also Sugi Mem Zayin Rebeis, that Kesef is not kind of a metalkum. Kesef with money, you can make a kinyan on kaka. You give somebody money, you can be kind of kaka. But metalkum in any movable object, you're not kinda with money. And that mean is poshut that if you're in a store and you want to buy something, you make up a price and you give the guy money, till you take it, till you make a kinyan mashicha, that the kinyan mashicha is the kinyan of halakha. You move it, or hagbah, you pick it up, or kinyan chatzah, you put it in your chatzah to be kinda. Until then, the mashicha could change his mind. Because, you know, I changed my mind, I'm not selling it to you at that price, I want to raise the price. Or the lekecha changed his mind, there was no kinyan. And the kesef itself is not a kinyan. There's no kinyan until you make mashicha or hagbah, or a different kinyan. And what's the reason? So it's machlek is beirchen and mishlokish. The beirchen holds the vat tayra, mois is kaina. So really, min a tayra, money is kaina. We have sukkah that money is kaina by kaka. By the Muslim family. Other places are pointing that money is kaina by kaka. But the beirchen holds really min the rest is kaina by metatl mosa. It's only with a bonon, they were masakin. It's not no kinyan mois from metatl, because Shem Yemei is chitecha baliyah. In case we make a kinyan with money and metalkalin, that means you don't have to be there by the metalkalin. You could be a few miles away. You and the meichaka, you know, I'm selling you the wheat in my warehouse over here, and we're afraid that and come pick it up, and the guy will be late, he won't come pick it up, in the meantime a fire will break out, and the meichaka won't care about it. He goes, let it burn, I'm not going to go bother shopping to save it, it's not mine. It belongs to the lekeach. And Chazal did not want that to happen. It burnt and it's all gone. Therefore, they made a takana that he was not kind until he makes Mashiach. So this way, the Moicha will make sure to save it, because the Lekech will always back out. We want the Moicha to care about the Mechatan until the Lekech gets there. By Kaka, this doesn't apply. Kaka, I guess, cannot burn. Nothing's going to happen to it. So they didn't make that takana. And the Rishakish is chayim. Rishakish holds it's a drasha d'oraisa. Rishakish has a pasuk that the Torah says miyal niyad that the kinyanim of metalton has to be mashicha. Mashicha takes midoraisa, and the kesef only works on kach midoraisa. It's also machlekes if mashicha is d'oraisa rabbanon. According to Birchanon, the whole mashicha, kini mashicha is d'rabbanon, and according to Rishakish, mashicha is d'oraisa. But upon him, a hedyet, a regular person, cannot be koyin metalton with kesef. It's either the reisim or the bonum or whatever it is, there's no kinyan of metaphlin with kesef. But the Mishnah says that Rishus Tegavoyah, Hektish is kind of a kesef. Hektish goes up, at least in their favor. If Hektish goes over to a Meicha and they make up of buying from you the chitin for every bushel for $10, and they give kesef, they give the money, it's a done deal, and the Meicha cannot back out. Special minor for Hektish. So according to Birchanan, it would be nechayer that the Vatar Mois is kainah. When I tell you kainah, they only made a takana for everyone else that the Mois is not kainah. So Hektish, they didn't make this takana completely. The Hektish, they kept in Hektish's favor that the Mois cannot back out once Hektish gave the money, the Gizba gave the money over. And according to Rish Lakish, that Mois is not kainah midaraisa, so you would have to say that over here they were stuck in midarbonon that Mois is kainah. That's the Mishnah, that Hektish, the Gizm of Hektish, when he goes to buy something, he can make a kinyan with kesef, but the Hedy cannot.
Then it's only one way, it's only Hektish.
Right, and at least in their favor, right, in their and then the Mishnah says, no, then I'm Yosef Gavoy Kimsef Sinai, that's the famous halacha, that when a person says he's going to give something to Hektish, it means even if he's not Makdish, if he's Makdish, of course he's Makdish, if a person's Makdish Behema, Arizu Shlom, Arizu Oila, that is a person would say that is a carbon. Well, a person says Arizu Lubedek Bias, even he wants to Makdish the Dom, Kedushas Dom, that the property this material should belong to Hektish, that of course would be Hektish. But even if he doesn't say it's a Lashon of Hektish, he just says I'm going to give to Hektish this and this. It says if he gave it already, we cannot, and it's already can be stressing a hedyot, and be mamash a kinyan already. Just saying so, Bezdin will own it already. You cannot back out, and Bezdin will own it.
Even if it's not a detriment, it will be a case of detriment.
I'm not sure. I think it's always for the benefit of Hektish. I'm going to say, Hektish not paying anything. Right. So, Tesh Shem Tefes Akasha, once you have the second din of Amirasa and Gorak, what do you need the first din? The Hektish kind of a kesef. That should be Nichol on the din of Amirasa and Gorak, whatever you say, you're going to give the Hektish you're going to give. And I think it's Nichol on his Kasha is that it should, if you make up that you're going to sell the Hektish this week for $10, it should be that you cannot back out even without them giving the kesef. It's mashma for the
mishmah. Even
mashma
alone, right?
Right, mashma also, but it's mashma that only when they gave the kesef, that's when the special chiddush, that when the gizba gave the money, it was a kinyan, more than anyone else a kinyan, no one could back out. In fact, it takes a job, the chayyus kash is, even without giving the money, just the fact that you made up that he's selling you the wheat for $10, you should not be able to back out. Should be wrestling about who's wrestling ahead of it. So Tesh Shem Tefes wants to answer. The chiluk is, the you have to say that the din of Mirasa Gavoy Kumasasin Hedid is a din in Nidvas Liboy, when he's giving Nadava. And it only applies when a person is giving Ruach Nadiva. He's giving in a Ruach of a Nadava. He's doing in a Ruach of Schayra, of business. He's charging Kesef Mola. He's charging full price for the wheat. He's not giving any Anach of it. He's making money. He's doing business. That's not a Mirasa Gavoy Kumasasin Hedid. The Yisrael of Mirasan Gavoy Kumasasin Hedid has to come from Nidvas Liboy. In the Oifim way, he's doing Beruach Nadiva. That's the Lashem. He's doing Beruach Nadiva. And the Ruach of giving a donation tactic. But when he's doing it in the Oifim for Masu Matan, and he's handling, and he's doing Schayr, that you don't say. Maybe if you would give it half price, you would say, you know what, I'm going to give it to him. It's really $10. My cost is $8. I'm giving it to you under cost. I'm giving it to you $5. that already might be taka miroslik v'ayik misas in head, and he has to continue to give it for on the cost price. That might be you don't need it in a b'shutzlik v'ayik b'kesef, the hekdesh of the din of kesef. But the din of the hekdesh is kind of a kesef. It's talking about where he's charging kesef mole. He's not doing rochel diva here at all. He's doing plain schur, plain business. It doesn't apply. That's the tariff.
What's the din of miroslik v'ayik misas in head?
I think in his kasha, they're not going that way. He understood I understood the kasha was a shtibuchavachayma. Madoch, if I say I'm going to give this to Hekdesh for free, for no charge at all, that's it, it's a done deal. Whatever I said is as if I gave it already. Koshkein, if I say I'm going to give it to them for $10. Koshkein, I have to keep my word, you know. That at least you have to keep your word. I'm not saying I'm backing out. I want more than $10. I want 12, I want to raise the price. Koshkein. But the text of the tariffs was that Lamaisa, that's business, and business is not Ruach Nadiva. Business is not, you don't see Rusty Gavoy from Sussing Hedia. When Rusty Gavoy from Sussing Hedia, there's Dafka Ruach Nadiva. That's the finish.
Someone
says
5,
someone
says
10. Why is
it 5? Then
I'll
give 5.
Who said 5? The Gizbo, and then a Balabas came along and
said,
give more.
One then gets 6, 10, gets it, yeah? Why didn't the 5
answer? Oh, and Hekdesh is selling. Oh, Hekdesh is selling. Well, Hekdesh himself is saying, Hekdesh is 5. He should be stuck, you mean?
No, he should have to give you 5, because he don't get it, because he wants to give to Hekdesh.
Right, but he wanted to buy, and Hekdesh himself is telling you, we don't want you, we want the other guys. The Kinyan of Hekdesh is talking about when Hekdesh gives the Kesef. The Kvege Mishnah says the Kashta on Texas Yom Tov. He says, what's the whole Kashta to begin with? That once we have the second din of Mirasa and Gvarak, Mirasa and Hedi, what do we need the first din? That Hekdesh is kind of a Kesef. He says, "Asharid is a pasha chiluk. By Mirasa Gavarik from Mirasa ahead, you should have a din that Sheila helps. You should be able to go to a chacham, just like a tassadarim. You go to a chacham with a pesach and charat, and you get the neder. You could be mati neder. The same thing by Sheila, even by Hekdesh Gama. If you say even if a person says in behema, if someone says I do oil, this should be a kavan oil. He could be shoyl on the Hekdesh and make it ice kavan oil. And Koshkin over here, if somebody says he's going to give something to Hekdesh and he has a pesach and charat, he could be shoyl on it. Mashen came by kinyanim, there's no Sheila." So that's the nachkamina. So what's the whole thing of the cash to begin with? I don't think the Kveg is chunuk on the Pesach of this terrace. His Pesach of this also is a good terrace. He had a different terrace that the whole day of wrestling and wrestling had you is only when it's Ruach Nadiva. Mashen came by Masu Matan, by regular Schar, you don't see Rosh Hashanah, you have to do the Kinyan Kesef. Maybe Kveg will be more than that Chalak. Because the Kveg is saying, you don't need that Chalak. What was your Kash to begin with? Why is the Nafkamina is that Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, that Sheila helps? Mashen came by Kinyan Kesef, once making Kinyan, you cannot be Sheil. So if there's a stack of Kashas, so I'm thinking, well, maybe it could be Tis Yom Tov, at least in this Kasha. He said, the whole reason why we give Hekdesh, again, we said it was only to their benefit, that Kinyan Kesef helps by Hekdesh, it's not by anything by anyone else, could be that itself is an Indian of Zavya, Rav Yossi, and Gavaya, Kim Sarsi, and Hadid. It all nemsach for an Indian of giving to Hekdesh and Zavis. One of the mindless factors is, I said I'm going to sell it to you, anybody else I could back out. But once they sell Hekdesh's price, we have to... But that is the halacha. Anyone else I could back out, but Hekdesh not. The Mishnah says two dinim. Everyone learns the Mishnah saying two dinim. The Mishnah says, Veshus tagavay v'kesef, Veshus tagavay v'chazaka. Then the Mishnah says the second dinim, Veshus tagavay v'chazaka. That was the whole... Whatever I say, I'm going to give to Hekdesh even for free. For free, I have to, it says, as if it's done already, and Hekdesh owns it. Just for my saying, I'm going to give this Hekdesh, they own it already. Says, and no one's backing out. So the kasha was, what do you need the first din if you have the second din?
Uh-huh.
What do you need a din of that kinyan? What do you need a kinyan kesef? Kinyan kesef also because it's nemsach me yisoy from Mirasa. So I could be sure of what I said. I'm going to sell the Hekdesh just for $10. And even though I took the money from them already, but I'm sure on the whole thing. Maybe that Jaylen went that way. Jaylen understood that, then a Kenyan Kesef. However that works, according to Birchen, according to Reish Lakish, that's then a Kenyan Kesef I had by Hakish. But Rasim Hadid is the only place he had been of Shail, not that. Okay, a third Indian with this, I'm going a little bit today, was Indian Malika. By Kabbalah's Oif, by Chatas Oif and Oil's Oif, we know you don't do regular shchit. The regular shchit is done first of all with a sack and with a knife. It's done from the front of the neck, not from the back. And really, it's a practical reason. The first shchit can be done from the back also. The reason why the shchit is not done from the back is because there's a bone over there. And to get through the bone, the sack can become pogum. But the real chil between Malika and.
Well, it says you should be able to pull this money.
Right, there should be ways to do it. You can do it theoretically. You can't do Malika from the, you can't do shchit itself on the back. But the real nafkamina Malika, besides the fact that Malika is done with the Kohen's fingernail, he takes his fingernail, not a knife, but the real nafkamina Malika and shchit is, Malika is an oifen of drasa. One of the five sunnah shchit is, you're not allowed to press when you do shchit. The shchit has to be, you go back and forth, just the sharpness of the knife has to cut, without pressing down. The sharks know how to do it. The sharpness of the knife itself has to cut without pressing down. But if you press down, that'll be a train for. But my Malika, the Kohen presses down straight. There's no back and forth action. And that's kosher. And Malika, there's two traditions. First of all, that's the avoid of shkita by Kabbonis. You do Malika. Second of all, by Chatas Life, the Kohen can't eat it. It's not a train for. Whatever was kosher for the avoid is machshir, the oif from the Vema. The Hatzvi is still in Altair, Pashzema. He brings the chakir from others. He says, what about a Kohen Tomei, who's also to eat kachem? The Kohen Tomei says, if he eats kachem, he's over lav. He ate kachem, but kodesh v'tumah. It's a lav. He's chayv v'shogig. It's covenant of yod. It's the first pair. It's definitely a lav that he's chayv malchus. So this Kohen Tomei is over and eats this Chatas Oif, was he also over Nevela? Was he also over secondary? Or do you say, no, Malika is a kosher Shechita by Kabbonis, and Nevela is not over. Nachmina is get one Malkus or two Malkus. So you have to chew on Nevela also. How many averes do you do over here? So the Yisrael of the Chakir is, what's the Hetta of Malika to take off this Nevela? Is it the Mitzvah Achinas Kachim that takes off the Is Nevela? And only when there's a Mitzvah Achinas Kachim, actually the Torah said this Malika takes off the Is Nevela also, is a good Shechita. But for a Kohen who's Tamei, who has no Mitzvah, he has no Kiyam Mitzvah of Achinas Kachim, a Kohen Tamei has no Kiyam Mitzvah, he will have an Is Nevela. But you say no, you say that the Malika is a Hetta. For the Stama Hetta takes off the Is Nevela for everyone, even without the Mitzvah Achinas Kachim. So Hatsi wants to bring a raya from Gemara Yibamis, Dachan Beis on Beis, the end of Abba Achim, the Suga Venus Chalissa. And the Suga Venus Chalissa, the one is Nachal Nadis, so the Gemara says that Issa Basachas, if two Yisrim come at the same time, then both Yisrim are Chal. And the Gemara wants to give an example of two Yisrim that come at the same time, and the Gemara says, Zosha Ocha Malika Schachtis Oif, Oiva Bishayim. If Zor eats, Achatis Oif, that someone did Malika on, Zor is the Yisrael. Yisrael for sure is not supposed to eat this carbon. He's over two avers. First of all, he's over eating kachim lazar, azar eating kachim, which is a lav in the Torah. And also, he's over this in the vela. So you see from this Gemara that this Malika does not take the Malika does not take off this in the vela for Yisrael. They both come at the same time because the isa for zati kachim lachar is not when the kachim is alive. It's not no isa on alive behemoth kachim. It's when it's rei lachina. It means if the shchita. That's when this is the Achinas Kachim. So if the Malika, both Yisroel happen at the same time. It becomes Nevela for Yisroel. It's Kasha for Kayin, but it's Nevela for Yisroel. And it's also, then it's the Kachim for Zah.
The
Sagamah is going that Shechitas Oif is the Reis, which is another Kachim, you know, which is Mechoikas. We passed in that, right?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, and you're right. This Gemara is going that Shechitas Oif is the Reis. So the Hatzvi is this medayik. Why did the Gemara have to say a case of Issa Basachas by Zor and Malika? Why didn't it say by Kohen Tomei and Malika? Kohen Tomei maybe is a little more common. They were over there. They were used to eating kachem. He says, Abisul Mashmois, maybe it's Lavdavka, maybe it goes on to Kohen Tomei also, but Abisul Mashmois is that for Kohen Tomei, it would not be Nevela. Only for a Zor, Malika would be Nevela. That's the deal. Maisa, what's the chilek? The way we explained it, that the whole dikashail is, do you say that the mitzvah of chinus kachim, which gave you the hat and the malikah should take away the veil on the chayit, there's no chilek between a zohar and a kain tami. They both done the mitzvah of chinus kachim. The text is pasha. The text says a zohar never eats malikah. Malikah, the whole pasha malikah was not given for Yisraelim. That never happens. The mela, as far as Yisrael is concerned, that's Poshet's novella. But for Koyin, that the Pasha Malika was given for Kahanim, and even this Koyin Tomei, the Pasha was given Benegeya when he becomes Kol, Kishitaya, as a mela, it is fair to say that even when he's Tomei, there's no Issa novella, and that's the Shagos Diak. I was thinking as far the other way, because there's a famous halacha, the Gemara in Sachem, from Chesem Alaf, and Menachas Tatei, and other places, the Gemara learns from the Pasuk in Yechetzel, and Chesagin, and Milsa, the Gemara learns, the Mashki Yisrael, that all kabbonis have to be in an oifin that's kosher l'achil of Yisrael, that's kosher to eat. The Mashki Yisrael, the Gemara says, for example, you cannot bring the Sachem from Tevel. When they bring the Sachem, the wine, they have to make sure to be mabish to Mr. Maisis. Why? The Issa of Tevel is only in Issa for someone to eat. There's no Issa Hanoah from Tevel. Why can't there's no the Mizbech is not eating it? It's called Achim's Mizbech. There's no Issa Tevel from Mizbech. So the Gemara says, because of Mashki Yisrael. That's the reason.
Mashki Yisrael doesn't say that. Mashki Yisrael says, that's
the Mimabu to be Picha. That's different, Joshua. Mimabu to be Picha, it says by Tevelin in the Gemara Shabbos.
The thing is, what you bring has to be mimashki Yisrael.
But Tevel, the Gemara says
Tevel is also, the chayfis has to be mimashki Yisrael.
Oh, so Malika, if your Malika would be Nevela for Yavi Yisrael, wouldn't it be a chesor mimashki Yisrael?
You mean the Zrikin? The Damas, the Plague of Kasha, half of the Zrikin.
No, even if you're in Kavan Ayunga.
That Damas Trey, the Nami Mashki Yisrael.
That's obviously
b'chachay chavach. No, the thing that you bring has to be a kosher zaf etzem.
So what are you saying?
Afterwards, there's no. What you bring to the mikdash has to be. You can't bring treifus. You can't bring treifus.
So you can understand that Malika would be nevela for Yisrael and it would not be chesor mashki Yisrael.
Yes, not chesor mashki Yisrael because the oif is mashki Yisrael. The oif is mashki Yisrael. There's no dinner last year.
But after that seed was done, if it would be in the bank, it might be Chesed Mashki. So, as I said, it's clear, it would be Chesed Mashki. You want to say that? Okay.
I think
Mashki
is on the thing.
On the
voice, the base
of the bringing of it has to change.
What you bring has to be
something that's really
Israel.
Okay, and one last thing, something to grab. In this week's Seder, there's the Pasha that Miriam Hanaviya, the Shikha Shemekhi, the Torah says she spoke Lashon Hara on Moshe Benu. The Pasuk says, Tadav Miriam Ba'aron B'Moshe, Oides Isha Kushas Shalokach, Ki Isha Kushas Shalokach. So Rashi Taitches explains the Medrash, Ki Isha Kushas Shalokach, V'yata Gisha. The Lashon Hara was not calling him Isha Kushas, like that. Isha Kushas was a Shevach. The Lashon of Kushas was the Lashon of Yefi, that she was Balas Yefi, the way Rashi explains. Magad Shakol Moedim B'Yefer teaches you that everyone agreed that she was Balas Yefi. Shem Shakol Moedim B'Shachusi Shakushi. The same way, Hakol Moedim on the blackness of a Kushi, of a Shvatza, Hakol Moedim B'Yefer, even though Yefi and Lashon is a matter of taste, and Amol, you have someone that, one person says Yefi, some other people say not, sometimes you'll have, most people say it's Yefi, and a few people, it's not their particular opinion of what Yefi is, of a Tzipur, that was Lashon Kushas. There was a Yefi that Hakom Moedim. So that was Lashon Har. The Lashon Har was that Gisha. And now he's Megarashim. The reason was Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kavachayim if all the Yidden had to do Prisha before Matan Torah. Koshkei me that I could speak Davish at any time. I have to be Parish. That's why he's Megarashim. And that's what Miriam was saying to Aramakoyim. He's the only Navi also Navian. Also Navian. And that's what the Pesukim say, the Rabbi Yisrael himself, Kiviyachol, he answered back to Miriam and Aaron, that Loikin Abdi Moshe Kipel Pel Dabi Yimei, that Abba Boy. There's a chilk between Moshe and everyone else. Everyone else, every other Navi doesn't need Prisha, because they don't have this level of Nevuah. But Moshe Beno has this level of Nevuah, Pel Dabba Boy, could be by Matan Torah, all Gans Kais all had that Majig also, Pel Dabba Boy, and that's why we need Prisha, that's why Moshe Beno did the right thing. I was showing just in the middle of the Pasha, before the Rebbeinu Shem in the back of Loikin Avdi Moshe, it says, Peh Peh Davaboy, the Torah does say a Shevach of Moshe Benu, that the Ish Moshe Anamoy Mikodam, that Moshe Benu was the biggest Anav. How does that come into this Pasha? What's up, this point over here, the Torah was to give a compliment to Moshe Benu? this could have been really even anywhere. Maybe because the Gopher Moshe Rabbeinu, others were saying obviously he did something wrong, so he wanted to say a Maira Moshe Rabbeinu that he had Maira Manivis. How does this fit into the Pasuk? I think Pshat is one of the Dora, the Gemara says, Zomer Bechanon. In a Kashbrocho, Masha Shinosi, in a Giba of Oshia, the Chacham the Honor. When Hashem was only Masha Shinosi, he only gives Nebuah to a Giba, someone who has physical Kaychas, the Oshia, and he's the Metziah is rich, he's a wealthy person. The Chacham, and the Chacham means he's smart, also in Chacham means Tam Chacham, and Honor, and also he has a Medjago and Nevis. There's a Medrash that he adds on, one more, my only has to be Balkuma, he has to be tall. To have a Masha Shinasi, to have the Shina on him, to have Nevuah, he has to be tall. The Chumam emotion, they all went after Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu, different psukim show he had all these violence. He had Gvura, he had Ashiris, he was a Chacham, he was Balkuma, and he was Anup. So we learn out from that's what a Navi has to be. Tashmima says that Machayr, this Gemara just means Benegeya to have a Navius Bekfias. To always have the Shina on you Bekfias, that's when you have to have all these violence. But definitely a person can have Nevuah with one time without having these ma'alas. He says in Tanakh there are many times people had Nevuah one time and they didn't have all these ma'alas. And the Tefillah must say even Moshe Rabbeinu himself did not have the ma'al of Ashiris at first. Moshe Rabbeinu at first was a shepherd. It was a rare sign. He did not have the ma'al of Ashiris. And the famous Rebbe says when did Moshe Rabbeinu become an Oishah? From the Pesayim of Shaluchas when he chose out the Luchas. Maybe it wasn't considered a kviyas. He was busy with being saving Klai Yisrael from its time. For he was
there.
It was right away. Luchos Shishenis, Luchos
Shnius.
I don't know. That's what he wants to say. He wants to say, but definitely early on, he didn't have a shiur. So that's why he was in Sasha, and still he had. But the Tetzmiri is a big kasha. This is only as a penalty kasha. He goes, what's pshat that all these. In Yonam is so important for Nevuah. He says, "Meaning of Chacham, okay, you can understand the meaning of Chacham, Tam Chacham for sure. Meaning an Onav, for sure, we can understand the meaning of an Onav for Nevuah. Even Torah, the Gemara says, 'Lama Nimshon Torah LeMayim? Why is Torah compared to Mayim? Because my Mayim always finds a Makom Nomo. If you put Mayim on a flat surface, if it's really perfectly flat, it'll stay there. But if it's not perfectly flat, water has a way of always finding the lowest point. It goes down to the lowest point. The same thing Torah. Torah goes down to the person who's a shuffle, who's a shavuach, person who has a nevis. But the other Mayim is Giba. This because the person has muscles because he's physically strong. That's if it's a Mayla Benegeya." And even Ashiris, because the person is rich, because the person has money, Gashmis, that's why you should be a man of Nevuah. And the other Maila, the Medrash says, Bakuma, because the person is poor, what's Pshat that then maybe certain Mailas to them, but what's Pshat that Nevuah should be telling in these things? So it says, he wants to say that all these other Nyanim, they all go back to Anivis. All these other Nyanim make the Anivis more. Because a person who is a cholosh, he's not a giver, a kid, he's physically very weak. He's an egyan, he pushes out just the essence, he's poor, he's nishkan chacham, he's not so smart, and he's not a bakumul either, he's on the average, he's short. And he's an anav, that anivis, you know, is not the biggest anivis because he doesn't have that much teva, he doesn't have so much reason to have gaiva. But the person had these mindless gavur, which, but the teva somehow, teva gives a person a gaiva when he has gavur, when he's strong the next guy. And Ashiris for sure, for some strange reason, people have gaiva from it, they think there's something special on son because they have money. And chacham, because the person's smart, and even about kuma, these things are, and he's still an anav. That makes the nevis even more. So you have to be an honor mit anam minus. It all goes back to nevis. That's what I'm saying. Is the min? I'm thinking that's the hemshich of the pasuk. Before the Ebishter said that there's something special that the Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevu is different than everyone else. Like he not be Moshe. Have that by Torah. First, let's say he ish Moshe anav may be called Adam. Why does he have the highest madrig of Nevu? Because he has the highest madrig of a nevis. Nevuah comes from a nevis. You don't have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to be an anav, maybe not like Moshe Rabbeinu, and then you have Nevuah. But the more nevis you have, and everything goes back to a nevis, the more nevis you have, the more Nevuah you have. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest anav, therefore he was in the highest madriga of Nevuah. I think I once said this. Maybe I once said this to other people. I saw this once. Maybe Moshe Malka Schulzinger, Zechen of Rachel, was married. This he says in the Yigim Ikrim. Most of them, everybody knows, but he says, one of the Yigim Ikrim, if you ask a child, a kid, who's a bigger Navi, Avram Avinu or Moshe Rabbeinu? A lot of kids can make a mistake, and a kid can say, Avram Avinu. And Rahman Atzlan, Sanapikarius. One of the Yigim Ikrim is to know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Navi in a certain Majega. So this, I think it was a Shulzinger who was married him, and he might have written it to Shem the Biskarov even, that you should teach children this Ikka, because they're not going to know it themselves. Teach them. Moshe Rabbeinu in a certain Madrega was the biggest Navi, Peh Davavoy. And they have to know this, and it says, the Chaim said one time, you don't want a person to be Nebuch and Abikaris either, without, even though it's not his fault, the person is no Yigum Likim. We are always trying to say that a Chaluk on the Rambam, that not everyone Yigum Likim makes someone Abikaris. But Maisa, that we hold like the Rambam, the Rambam souls, that the Gethsemane, Kedai, this Yisrael, this then. This is what is it? Okay, sure.